Hello, my Audioboo friends. It is Slandy here. It is October 8th, 2013. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm taking a short break from my report writing to answer a question. I was asked on the origins of the name Octaver for our month-long music extravaganza that we have here on Audioboo. In the month of October, this being the second instance of this musical festival. Well, it's quite simple, actually. Way back in September of 2012, when Omani blog, Paul Omani, started talking about this festival of music in October, he explained his idea, what he thought could be done, and whether people would come on board. At that time, he thought maybe half a dozen people might get involved. It ended up being a lot more than that. But in the first initial instances, in the embryonic moment and thought of this idea, I'm not sure what I was thinking of, but I started thinking we should have a hashtag or some kind of name given to this event. And it was October that this event would take place. And then I started thinking about music in general and some features of music or something to do, you know, what in music is synonymous with music and might lend itself well to a name and slip into that October theme as well. And then I started thinking octave. An octave is the notes from do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, all the way back to do. So comprised of eight notes, the octave of music. A piano has, I think, eight octaves. Most human voices, I think, can sing in about five, unless you're Mariah Carey and you can sing in eight, and some of them are infrahuman. So that's what I got. I had the octave, synonymous with music. It's in all music. All those eight notes. Unless you're listening to modal music from the 13th century. But we won't get into that. Stop thinking about like those things, people. Concentrate now. You know, stay with me. So the octave, of course, made up to the eight notes, and then the five semi-notes, or semitones, or the sharps and the flats, depending on how you want to look at them. I've always wondered, do people that consider the notes flat, are they, you know, not as optimistic as those people that consider the notes as sharp? You know, sort of the half glass, half full, glass half empty kind of scenario. Okay, I keep taking tangents, don't I? So getting back to my story. So I had the word octave. So I wrote it down. And then I noticed that October and octaver only vary by two letters, the O and the B or the A and the V. And therefore, that's how it was born. It's not much more than that. It was just the fact that I took octave and then added an R on the end because it sounded like October, octaver. That really is all there is. So the person that asked me to explain this, well, she was looking for an explanation. In fact, it was Sassy Cat, because Sassy Cat had been asked, where in the world did octaver come from, you know, this word? And she asked me on the origins of octaver because she knew that I had something to do with the original inception of the hashtag. And so I thought I'd create an Audioboo explaining how octaver was born. No. How the hashtag Octaver was born. The birth of Octaver itself and the zeitgeist, as Paul Omani so put it so well last year, was created by everybody who had anything to do with Octaver. Be it listening to it, even, because without the people listening to it, then the people creating it weren't getting any feedback. So, all this to wrap up and say that that's how Octaver came to be. It was just not a contraction of, you know, octave and October or some kind of, you know, the OCT from October and the Aver. No, it's just octave, the entire word octave, with just an R tacked at the end, so it would sound like October, Octaver. And of course, the change in meaning, right? Because, yes, you could say it was... there is no sense in saying it was the OCT from October and anything else. There was no... there's no other way of putting it. It was as simple as octave from the musical term with an R tacked at the end. And that's it. Octaver. Hope that helps. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.